Synchronized Chaos publishes more of my poems. On Sat, September 28, 2024 at 9:47 a.m. Jake Aller, author jakecosmosaller@gmail.com, wrote, "Thanks so much for making my day and week. I will post a link to this on my blog and podcast and send that to you. Jake Cosmos Aller. Please check out my poetry blog, https://theworldaccordingtocosmos.com. On Wed, September 18, 2024 at 10:39 p.m. Christina Depchula syncchaos@gmail.com wrote, "Thank you. I like the energy in Just an Unhinged Lunatic and will publish your pieces over a few issues, starting with that one. As always, please feel welcome to visit our current site at syncchaos.com and leave comments for our currently published authors and artists. We all appreciate feedback, smiley face, Christina." On Wed, September 18, 2024 at 12:41 p.m. Jake Aller, author jakecosmosaller@gmail.com wrote, "Christina, I have a few more poems for your consideration. Just an Unhinged Lunatic Howling at the Moon. One Night in Bombay, India. Waiting for the Rapture. America, Where Art Thou? Bad Craziness Rising. Just an Unhinged Lunatic Howling at the Moon. Just an Unhinged Lunatic Howling at the Moon. On a Moonlit Late Night. I sat in the Cosmos Bar. In Swa Cowboy. Drinking drams of demented, fermented dream dew. With one scotch, and one bourbon. And one beer. To chase it all down. 20 drinks too sober. Just an Unhinged Lunatic. Dreaming of howling. At the super full moon. Watching the world walk by. Looking at all the fine-looking babes. Walking by the street. Thinking wild, erotic thoughts. Of endless wild libertine passions. When into the bar. Walk the most beautiful women. In the universe. So wild, so free. So wonderfully alive. I did not know what to do. As this carnal, depraved, lustful vision of delight sauntered through the bar in a skin-tight leather pants, looked so fine that my eyeballs hurt. And finally, I had to say something. So I gathered up my manly courage and walked up to her. And she looked at me and instantly bewitched my soul, mesmerizing me with a devilish grin. I lost all reason and became a raving lunatic. Unhinged lunatic. Howling at the moon. Foaming at the mouth. A wild, free werewolf. Howling at the lunatic light of the full moon. One night in Bombay, India. One wild night in Bombay, India. I walked into an evil bar 20 drinks too sober. On the wicked wrong end of a Friday night booze run. On the bad side of the moon over by where the Martian dudes sat drinking their Martian whiskey, ogling the Venus maidens. Leering at the Earth women who were walking by. Wearing skin-tight pants made their eyeballs hurt. I gave in to the spirit and went over to the Martian dudes. And got drunk on the Martian madness, shot after shot. Smoking some good old-fashioned Mars dust. And flew off to the planet Jupiter. Just to have me some fun with a lady. Who said she was from Saturn. I did not know she was from the planet Pluto. Until I woke up the next day, naked, under the alien sun. In jail on the planet Alpha Centauri, light years from home. A million miles away, 1,000 years in the future. And I had no money, no honey, no way home. Still 20 drinks too sober, I just sat down in that jail. And started drinking away my time. Drinking fine cold ass Centaurian wine. And Pluto whiskey. One day I woke up. And found me back in Bombay. Standing outside that evil bar. In the miasmic mist. Over by the Martian whorehouse. Down by the gate of India. And I walked up to the Saturn Pluto babe. And said, "Man, that was some bad shit. Bad craziness. Let's do it again someday. She smiled, and I had my way. Knew the day would come again. When I would be drinking with the Martians. And something wicked my way would come. Just another night of wicked fun. On the wrong side of the moon. On the right night. In the mean streets of Bombay. Waiting for the rapture. While I was sitting on the crowded subway train. Reading the corporate spoon-fed false propaganda news. While commuting from my suburban townhouse. Watching the lies masquerading as so-called truth news. I became consumed. With dread, fear, and grief. The ever-growing fear that the terrorists have won the war against terrorism. We've given our freedom away. Dissent is un-American, anti-Christian, and unpatriotic. Shut your face, you whiny leftist girly man. Communist, fascist, Marxist hoodlum punk. Radical left-wing vermin, garbage person. Un-American terrorist supporting, tersimps. Transgendered, LGBTQ supporting. Wimpy-ass piece of crap. You are poisoning the pure blood of our great land. Show us your papers, prepare to be deported. Growls the voice of the one true American party. The party that controls our life, rules our very existence. And I want to escape these dark nightmarish times. All around me, but there is nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide anymore, no one cares. What I think anyway. The terrorists lurk behind every door. Who are the terrorists? They are not me. I am a God-fearing white Christian man. The terrorist does not go to my church. He does not even believe in my God. He is a heretic, a Muslim fanatic. A non-believer in Jesus, not like me. They must be killed, exterminated. All according to God's plan. This has been revealed to our prophet-in-chief, King Donald Trump, the invincible, must learn how to believe again. I must reprogram myself. God is watching us, or is it Big Brother? As the world descends into chaos, and the orange alerts grows brightly day by day, I lay down to pray for the bombs to fall, for the rapture to take me away. Waiting for the end of existence. Cleanse the world of its sins. Bring on the rapture, sweat nuclear flames. With these dismal thoughts, I pick up my newspaper and look for something I will never find there. Truth is nothing but lies. Lies promoted by the spinmeisters, the true masters of the universe. Integrity is nothing but a lie. Nothing but a game. Slime oozes out of every corner of the media. And so I remain consumed by dread, fear, and hatred. Waiting in vain for the rapture. The dropping of the big one. Waiting for the end of this period of chaos. It is all going according to plan. The end of the era. According to the ancient Mayan revelations and the Quran. Bring on the rapture. Let me meet my God. If he exists. If not, the hell ahead is surely better than this hell we live in. America, where art thou? I used to live in a place called the United States of America. A republic, the first and last hope of mankind. The land of the free, the home of the brave. The envy of the world. The land of the American dream. And now, I am afraid that the star-spangled banner no longer flies over the land of the brave and the home of the free. I wake up. The red, white and blue have been overwhelmed. The dark forces of the red states have overwhelmed the light of the blue states. Have trounced the reason offered by the blue states. And the white forces lie trembling in fear. I try to escape the darkling night, the ever-glowing orange alerts, and escape somewhere. The leader of the country, the new uncrowned empire, rules over us all. Empire triumphant against all enemies. The USA is number one. We chant and scream. And watch Fox TV. As we march off to war. The rest of the world trembles in fear at our might. We rule, we rock and roll, and are triumphant. Against all enemies, dissenters, and foreigners. The US marches on to victory. Freedom is on the march. Liberation is at hand. As the rich gather gleeful, contemplating the plunder of the state, and the poor grow more desperate, I cry out for the country that I have lost, whose soul has been lost, and the end of the republic, for which I believed. The empire has won. Long live the new Caesar. Long live the new American empire. Death to all its enemies. As the dream fades into a nightmare, I cry knowing that we have all lost. The last best hope of mankind. Lives buried in the ash heap of history. Tyranny in the guise of democracy. Rules us all forever and ever. And that flag, the star-spangled banner, does not wave anymore. Over the land of the free, and the home of the brave. Bad craziness rising. Walking into Cosmos Bar. In Swa Cowboy, Bangkok. The city of lost angels. That nefarious den of iniquity and evilness. 20 drinks too sober. Sitting at the bar. Drinking with my friends. Drinking one scotch. One bourbon, and one beer. With the notorious Jack Daniels gang. Baker Beam, Jim Beam, Mr. Blanton. Mr. Booker, Elijah Craig, Jack Daniels. George Dickel, Thomas H. Handy, Basil Haydens. Henry McKenna, old Mr. Forrester, Mr. Jameson. Mr. Nestor, David Nichols, Benjamin Pritchard. George T. Stagg, Colonel E. H. Taylor. Johnny Walker, Evans Williams, William LaRue Weller. W. L. Weller Pappy Van Winkle, and his old granddad. Washing it down with Singha beer. Now 25 drinks too sober. The scent of bad craziness. Hung in the air. Like an overripe durian. A sexed up mango flavored girl. Desperately seeking to have sex. With wild, dressed up bananas. Running around with the orange man. Down the street. The moon looks out on the mad scene. Sniffs the air, saying, "Man, this is bad craziness." And runs away to join her lover the sun. In an orgy of drunken forgetfulness. The planet Mars, not amused, chases after the maiden Venus. Under the cold, calculating glances of the planet Pluto, the moon and the sun rent a room in the Hotel Venus. Across from the Jupiter all-night diner. Cosmic shit kickers. Out for a night of earth bashing. The earth trembles, shaken. Moans with passion, and I awake. At O Dark Hundred. Alone, naked in bed. With two strange women. Saying, "That was bad craziness. Bayo bayo, ya ya matey. Trace super bad mad craziness." Out there on the edge. Between the inner me. And the outer zone. I went on down that road heading to hell. Just as fast as I could drank it all down. And met me a lady. An outlaw lady on the far side. Money, power, and passion. Rolled up in a bundle of Gunga smoke. Electric acid chemistry fills my head. Zapping my brain into demented muscles. As paranoid, pulsating images scream out. With mad passion, and demented noises. The night turns ugly fast. And very, very weird. Weirdness in the air. The scent of bad craziness. The moon is freaked out. The sun falls asleep in the gutter. And I say to myself, I'm just another cosmic guy. On the loose, on the edge. On the wild side of things. Watching the show unfold. I wonder, is this all nothing but a cosmic drunken bum show? Who is the star, who is she? The naked maiden. Up there in the bar. Black, leather jackets. On stage, naked visions of nightly lust. Dancing with an attitude that could kill an elephant in heat. And the full supermoon continues to dance across the evening sky. Satisfied, allows mankind to sleep it off. Yet another night in the city of demented, lunatic hell's angels. Finally, rest as the sun comes up, casting its evil eye over the sleeping city, dispelling the bad craziness. For a spell, the masks come back on, and I walk down the road, putting everything back into the box, until the next night of bad craziness lets the wild beast within escape its leash. Bad craziness rising yet again.